right? I'm going to make a lot of outlandish yet true claims, okay? Because, you know, people watch comedy and say, oh, it's just a contrivance, you know, it's all contrived, he just said that to get a laugh. Obviously, I'm going to be doing some of that shit, but everything I'm telling you is true. That's the difference, right? And I think because there's certain elements that are a bit nuts, I thought one of the best things to do to stop people saying, oh, he's lying, have a bit of photographic evidence, you know, not just as a backup, but as like a visual aid as well. Do you know what I'm saying? Because believe it or not, over the years, I've developed enough middle class sensibility to know that the visual aids can really benefit a presentation, right? But fortunately, you know, I'm still just working class enough to know nothing about PowerPoint. So, despite the fact that we do have this miraculously IMAX size screen, tonight all visuals will be provided exclusively by overhead projector. Yeah. Oh, you gotta love that. Woo! Listen. Don't hate it and don't hate me. Overhead projector, street named OHP. Boom! I know you're probably thinking, how annoying. He can't even show a photo on PowerPoint. Look, I know how slick that might be, but I'm warming to this. In some ways, it's like me. Old school, kinda cool, quite bright, not light, slightly odd, does a job. And would it work at an IT conference? Probably not, right? But it's more than just projection. On the streets, man, it offers me protection. If you're attacked by a dude high on crack, look, what are you gonna do with a MacBook? But try to confront me in the hood, I'll blind you with the light bulb, drop it on your foot. Yeah, so this is the medium I've chosen, and I'll be damned if that don't deserve an explosion. Boom! Yeah. Anyone had these at school? Make some noise if you had these at school. Who had one of these at school? Oh, nice, man. That's good to know, like, I'm among friends, man. A lot of people went to schools as shit as mine. Let's try and fix this. God, that is shit, isn't it? Hold together by gaffer tape. That'll do for now, innit? You know what it's saying. It's pretty clear. Yeah, man, I remember these well. Actually, I stole this one from my school, from the science department. 1993, man. The plan initially was for me and the boys, we just wanted to project porn on walls. Yeah, just random walls around town at night. We thought you could just get a jazz mag and slap it straight on the screen, do you know what I mean? And wallop, you know, eight foot muff. But never thought it through. Part of me wishes that I did lug this thing everywhere I went, though, you know, because believe me, I've been to some far-flung reaches of the globe trying to do comedy. Do you know what I'm saying? And put it this way, I've been to some places where rap is, let's say, not the medium of choice, right? And, you know, people don't like it. It's not everyone's cup of tea. They find it irritating. I respect that. You know, I'm used to a bit of animosity, all right? I've been to Kent, you know, I've seen... I've seen the face of hatred, all right? And what I've learned about hate is that a lot of the time it's based on fear, you know, fear of what you don't understand. And I think with rap especially, some rappers, they're unintelligible, you can't understand what the fuck they're saying. Others use too much slang, others rap real fast, and people don't really get it, you know? So I think people hate what they don't understand. And with a tool like this, I think I could bring two worlds together, you know? With this presentation tool, right? And of course some specially made acetates. That's right, bitches. I've learnt the lingo. Now it's time to learn mine. Right? So what I'm gonna do, a lot of you will know these. I'm gonna give you a few phrases, right? And I will translate as we go. If you don't know them, either way, it's all good. Check this out. We'll start simple. Yeah, blood wagwan. Hello, friend, how are you? What's the drilly, cuz? What are you up to? I'm all about peas. I'd like to make money. That was bear jokes. That was very funny. See, bear means very, but can also mean lots of. As in, yeah, I got bear gold on my watch, bruv. And positives and negatives understood. Nang, sick, bashy and shabby, they're all good, right? And deep, that's good, but can mean sad. And gas, that boog and whack, they're all bad. Now, you want to describe the day you may have had? Well, here's some believable features that you could add.
I switched on in blood.
I went a bit mad.
I sparked him in the grill, then I bounced in the whip.
I hit him in the mouth, then I fled in my car. It was a minor thing. It wasn't very hard. I linked one gash. I met a young lass. I what that nice. We had sex, all right? Trust, I bust a nut and I'm Audi. I ejaculated loudly and walked off proudly. Right? So many charming phrases that you might miss if they aren't translated from the opaque to the blatant. Now let's try and analyze the following statement. Okay, this one is a little more complex, but we'll work through it. Here we go. Right. Move to me, blood, and your click gets shanked. What the Ross Clark, this is big things, fam. In a bashman, chung ting, and a gap. Ducking 5-0, bunning punk like that. So like I say, not straightforward, but it can be translated word for word. Check this out. If we ever came to blows, then I may have a knife. What the bloody hell? This is how I live my life. In a soiree with a lady and a gun. Avoiding the police, smoking drugs, having fun. Right? That's slang 101. Yeah. Let's get rid of these. Flipping now. That's another song that I'm torn about, you know, because it's part of the original show. I'm going to have to say goodbye to it now, I think. And it's sad to some of it, but some parts of me, I feel good about saying goodbye. Because at the moment, now, whenever I do it, I have to ban under-18s from coming. I can't let any under-18s into the gig. Not because of any lewd content, but because when they see it, they're like, that slang is old, fam. This bread's old. I thought he had his finger on the button. He's dead out here, fam. He's dead. So, yeah, gotta move on. Or keep changing it every fucking week. Can't be asked to that. It's amazing, though. It is amazing, isn't it? The way rap can just create those whole new words just out of the ether. And then the street culture that is born out of it just creates these words. It keeps moving forward. People can't keep up. I love that. It's beautiful. And you see it year after year, decade after decade. It always happens. You know, and these words, just these creators, these street creators, they just make shit up and it flies, you know? Like me with the name of the show, Unfamous, you know? Meaning, you know, not quite famous, not quite famous. but also the way that rap can reappropriate existing terms, you know, and completely change their meaning. I mean, here's one for all generations, right? You take a word like the word pimp, right? We all know what this word means. Everybody knows what this word means. You see it in the dictionary. We know what it means. Right? But thanks to hip hop, for young people now, pimp has become a verb, right? Meaning to make something cool, which is incredible, right? So now if you ever see a TV show offering to pimp your ride, they're not planning to charge middle-aged men to stick their dick in your gas tank, right? Shit's changed since my day. Shit has changed. It's changed.